Okay, Chaver, I want to share a Torah. The Sefer Mevaser Tzedek. Mevaser Tzedek was Rabbi Yisachar Doiv Berz Lotshefer. Speak Tzedek, Talmud of Magid of Mezrich, Rabbi Shechiel Michal Lotshefer. He's the Rebbe of the Beremayim Chaim. In the very late 1700s, he finally came to Eretz Yisrael. And he lived very short in Tzfas. The famous Mishnah in Perkei Avos that we all know. In the first parak, the first parak we know well. We're always starting Avos. First, you know, the certain parts of Torah we know very well. First parak of Perkei Avos we know very well. Im ein ani li mili. Im ein ani li mili. Ukshani la'atzmi ma'ani. Vim la'ach shaveiman zay. Pashupshat, if I don't care about myself and take care of myself, mena neely, meely, who's going to be for me? I have to take care of myself. Ukshini la'atmi, if all that I care about is myself, mani, what am I? Vimlach shavei masai, and if not now, when? Stop procrastinating life. Who knows how long we live? Listen now, the Heilige Tzaddiks, Zlotchever learns this. He says, even if a person lives hundreds and hundreds of years, you're only going to accomplish a tipa b'yam of what there is to accomplish in this world. Have you ever look in your room with your svarim, wherever it is, and you look at the wall and you think to myself, wow, am I going to ever like, maybe I finished like two of these books and there's like thousands. Okay, so a PCRP, that's also chashuv, but like in many, many lifetimes, I couldn't. You think this is so much to learn, and so many ma'asim tovim to do. And so many tefillahs to really daven. In hundreds and hundreds of years, we're not going to finish what there is to do. Okay, obviously we know we have our tafkid that we can finish, but Mike says, so much I want to do, and so much I want to finish, and so much I want to, in learning, and chesed, and tefillah, and everything. So what do we have to do? What do we have to make sure that we do? We have to make sure that we leave others that are inspired through us. That each every one of us is a Rebbe. Whether you go into Chinuch or not, you're a Rebbe. And you're a Rebbe to your children. And you're a Rebbe to your Chaverim. And you're a Rebbe to your other family members and whoever you come in contact with. And other people are learning from you and growing from you. And following in your footsteps, and you leave a legacy. So when they continue to do, you have a chelik in all of that. And you continue to live on. You continue to accomplish. That's tzaddikim afilu b'mesasim chai. A tzaddik, even when they're alive, when they're dead, is alive. Because they left over those to continue to do for them. Continue to do in their tzchus. And that's, listen to how he reads this Mishnah. Im ein ani li. If I'm not only for myself. Im ein ani li. If I'm not only for myself, meaning what? I give to others. I give a Torah to others. I'm a chazik others. I'm living for others. I'm inspiring others. Mi li. Me. Who that does other things, Li, it's all going to be for me as well. Right? If I don't live just for myself, I give to others. Me, someone, Misha, Isa, me, someone who does things, Li, it's going to be for me as well. I'm going to continue, right? Ukashini la'atmi. But if all that I'm a tzaddik in a corner and I sit and learn and I daven, but I'm not involved with other people. I'm not being mashpi on others. I'm not caring of others. I'm not giving to others. I'm not being mechazik others. I'm not teaching Torah to others. I'm not taking in my own learning to learn with someone else. How many in this room have a chavrusa with a guy that you know is not holding in a place like you, and you set up that chavrusa just so he learns? And you know what? You could be learning and learning at a much higher level. But if you don't have that in your week, maybe not daily, but at least in your week, then start this week. Find someone. Find someone that you're learning with because you know he needs that, and if not, he's not learning. And you're giving to him. Yeah, Vada, you could be steiging in Baba Basra deeper, and here you're just learning you know, the psukim in the parasha or Perek Aleph and Perek Yavos, right? Are we doing that? Because Ukshinu le'atmi, if I'm only for myself, Ma'ani, what am I? I'm going to only have this lifetime. Once I'm finished, I'm going to finish my tipa bayam of enzehu. Vim lo'ach shav emesai. If you don't start this now, then when? Because if you don't start being mashpia on others and giving to others, nobody knows how long they have to live. Nobody knows. And the tzaddik says that's what we see in this week's parasha as well. Perchav Tes, Pazuk Zayin. Yaakovinu comes to the well, looking for Rachel, he's looking for Rachel Imenu, and he sees the shepherds there. And he sees they're being all lazy. And they're not doing anything. It's the middle of the day. Vayomer, Heina od hayom gadol. He says, it's still a long day. There's still a lot of time. Lo esha asef hamikna. It's not time to gather in the sheep yet. It's not time. It's not time yet to just throw in the towel and whatever you've done, you've done. Hashku hatsoin. Go give the tsoin to drink. Who are tsoin? Tsoin in the Svarim and in Medrashim are the younger generations with the tsoin of Hashem. The tsoin are the Talmidim, are the children. Give them to drink. Give them to drink. Give over to them. Ulechuru, and then you'll go and pasture your whole life. And then you'll enjoy your whole life. Make sure we are, Baruch Hashem, we're young. You're much younger than I. We're young. But now's the time. Don't mamish that we're giving, that we're mechazik. Hashku atzayin. So that we can live a life of Eina Nili Mili. And don't turn around and say, it's too late because Imalech Shavei Masai Bez Shem Shibir. Zoyche, to give. Zoyche to be mechazik the world. And through that to be mechazik ourselves. To Zoyche to be mechazik Migdash Gul Shleima. And hey, Rabbi Meir, everyone have a beautiful Hail Shabbos Kodesh. 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 Right now.